All right, so you ready to like dive deep into AI and L&D?
Always ready for that.
Okay, cool. Because we've got this article and it's called How AI is Redefining Roles and Skills in L&D.
Right.
And like this is the kind of stuff that really gets me jazzed up, you know, seeing tech really shaking things up in the learning world.
Yeah, for sure.
So whether you're like, prepping for a big presentation, maybe you're trying to stay ahead of the game or you're just curious about AI and L&D, I think you're going to get a lot out of this deep dive.
Absolutely. And I love how you put it, shaking things up, because, this article isn't about some AI takeover, coming for our L&D jobs.
Right.
It's really about how AI can actually boost what we do in L&D, make us even more impactful.
Totally. And this whole idea of AI creating a time revolution in L&D was a big takeaway for me. And it's not just about saving a few minutes here and there. It's like it changes how we work at a fundamental level.
Yeah, totally.
And they had these cool examples of L&D tasks and how AI changes the game.
Yeah, like what's a good example of that?
Well, they talked about instructional designers
Okay.
and how before AI, they were spending something like 20 hours a week just cranking out courses.
Yeah, which, let's be honest, can be a lot of screen time.
It's a lot of screen time, but with AI as their co-pilot, that number drops way down.
Yeah.
So all those hours are freed up for, the things AI can't do.
And that's what gets me excited. Those extra hours mean more time for big picture thinking strategy, Designing those amazing learning experiences that people really connect with, AI becomes the tool that elevates the strategic role of L&D.
I love that. And it's not even just doing the same things faster, right? The article highlights how this extra time lets us tackle things in L&D that we just didn't have time for before.
Totally.
Like one example was how AI could free up L&D to create really personalized learning journeys for different departments or even individual employees.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Think about that impact, right? Totally customized learning aligned with your specific career goal.
Exactly.
That is high value work that really elevates L&D as a whole.
And here's where I found a really interesting twist. The article had this table, time spent, and it actually showed that leadership development gets more time, not less, in an AI-enhanced world. So I have to ask, why give something as human as leadership more time when it seems like the robots are, taking over?
I think it illustrates this shift we're seeing, towards L&D as a strategic partner in developing people's potential. We're moving away from just delivering content, which AI can help with, and focusing more on those leadership skills that are really human.
Yeah.
Communication, critical thinking, ethical decision-making, all that stuff that is way more complex than any algorithm can handle right now.
It's like we're not just teaching people how to manage a project or hit their numbers, but how to be an effective leader. It's about those human qualities that AI can't replicate.
Exactly. And that's why this shift to strategic L&D isn't just some, theory. This article gives us a glimpse into how this plays out practically, by looking at the entire L&D workflow.
And that is what we'll unpack next. So, one thing I thought was really cool about this article was how they like visually mapped out the L&D workflow.
Yeah.
Like they showed what it looks like now and then what it looks like when you've got AI involved.
Yeah, it's really helpful to see it that way.
It is.
I really like that orchestra idea they
Oh,
use.
yeah.
It's like a perfect analogy.
Totally. So imagine this, everyone listening. AI is like having this amazing assistant conductor who like never gets tired. And
Right.
they handle all the sheet music and make sure every instrument is tuned up perfectly and just keep the whole orchestra in sync.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that frees up the conductor to, in our case, the L&D pro to really focus on the artistic vision.
I love it.
They're not worried about the logistics anymore. They're thinking about the interpretation shaping the performance and really making sure that music connects with the audience.
It's such a good analogy. And just like with an orchestra, every single step in that L&D process gets this AI upgrade. But there was one that I really wanted to ask you about, and it was how they reimagined needs analysis. You know that part where you're trying to figure out what skills your people actually need?
Yeah.
Like that's such a crucial first step.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Needs analysis, that's often a big bottleneck in L&D, It can take forever. And those surveys, well, sometimes they don't give you the full picture.
It's true. And then you end up always feeling like you're playing catch up. You're trying to address skills gaps after they've already become a problem.
Exactly. But now imagine this. You're trying to figure out what your team will need a year from now. So instead of those clunky surveys, AI analyzes their projects, how they communicate, even what they're learning online.
Wow.
And it pinpoints those gaps before they even impact anything.
That is amazing. That's like next level proactive L&D.
Right.
So instead of just reacting to problems, you're using data to stay ahead of the curve.
And design training that really anticipates future needs.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's so cool about this. This is where AI completely changes the game for L&D. Helps us be more data-driven, more strategic, and ultimately way more impactful, you know, both for the individual and the organization.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about AI, but we can't forget about us, you know, the humans.
Right.
The article really dives into the skills L&D pros need in this AI-powered world. And some of them actually surprised me. You know, it's funny. When we think about AI, we often picture like robots and algorithms, right?
Yeah.
But this article really highlighted the importance of human skills, even in this AI-driven world of L&D. And there was one that really made me stop and think. Emotional intelligence.
Yeah, EQ.
EQ, exactly. Like, yeah. I get it in theory, but how does that really play out in practice? Are we saying that EQ is more important now than, say, knowing how to use the latest AI learning platform?
I think it's not so much about one being more important than the other, but it's about seeing how they work together. Like, AI can do so much. You know, it can personalize content, track progress, even flag when someone might be struggling, but it can't build that real human connection that's so important for learning.
Right.
It can't replace empathy and understanding, you know, the things that build trust and create a space where people really feel comfortable learning.
So things like, you know, creating a safe space for people to ask questions, being able to like read the room and tailor your approach to how someone learns best, or even just sensing when someone needs a little extra encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. Those are all rooted in EQ, and those are the things that make learning stick. You know, AI can be a super powerful tool, but it's those human skills that make the learning experience actually meaningful for people.
Just like that saying, right?
Yeah.
People might not remember what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
Exactly. And that's something only we as humans can create.
Totally. And speaking of uniquely human skills, the article also talked about continuous learning for L&D professionals, which, you know, in a field that's always changing might seem kind of obvious.
Yeah.
But they weren't just talking about keeping up with the latest AI tool, right?
No, it's bigger than that. It's about staying curious about everything, not just the tech, but about what's happening in the world around us.
Okay.
I think the L&D pros who will really thrive in this new world are the ones who are always asking questions, exploring new ideas, and seeing how seemingly different things connect.
So it's about being comfortable with not having all the answers, being able to adapt quickly as new tech emerges, and the way we work keeps changing.
Absolutely, because let's face it, none of us can predict the future. But by being open to learning new things, by cultivating that growth mindset, L&D professionals are in a great position not just to survive, but to really thrive in this exciting new world.
It is exciting. And, you know, think about everything we talked about today. I think it boils down to this. AI isn't here to take our jobs. It's actually giving us a chance to redefine what it means to be an L&D professional.
I love that. It's about moving beyond just creating content or facilitating a workshop. We're becoming architects of human potential. We get to use these amazing tools to unlock human ingenuity and create a future where everyone has the opportunity to learn and grow and reach their full potential.
I am so here for that. Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts. How do you see your own role changing as AI becomes more common in L&D? What unique strengths do you bring to the table? Keep those questions in mind, and as always, happy learning.